What are you doing over there?
It's just a Friday. I'm happy to...
Raising the roof?
Happy to be here. It's good to be alive. Hey, you can join us on the Weaver Appliance text line if you choose to do so. Michelle, it's getting weird on that text line today. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that much. First of all, I don't know who... her name is Shirley, right? She confessed her love to me today. The first time texter. She requested a song in which, of course, I obliged. I played it for her. I surprised her. She said, thanks, love ya. And I responded back, give us your name, love ya too. And, of course, Shirley, thanks for listening and texting. Also, this gentleman who's going to, he'll go nameless at this point, okay? Don't want to put him on blast. But this text, it's maybe one of the all-timers from the Weaver Appliance text line. It reads like this. It was weird, too, because it was all out of place, right?
Yeah, it's a little
but
scattered.
I numbered it from 1 to 8. There were 8 separate messages. And it goes like this. So, I've always heard that radio is for people who sound good, but not so much in the looks department. Well, thanks for that, texter and listener. And I am very comfortable in the way that I look. I think that I am... I'm a handsome, handsome young man. Michelle is a knockout, as is everybody else here. But anyway, he says, not so much in the looks department, but from what I've seen from the women of WTUZ between Shauna, Michelle, and Michaela, which Michaela no longer with us, obviously. He says, that is not true. Like I said, they're all out of place, so I got to try to follow along. I would say Mary, too, but I've never seen a picture or anything of her. I can only assume she is so insanely gorgeous that she refuses to be on camera to prevent stalkers. That is indeed the truth. That's exactly why Mary does not prefer to be on camera. He also goes on to say, maybe she's an Amish fugitive who lives a double life and doesn't want to be seen, which is also quite as funny. He goes, oh yeah, and Brooke, I've seen her at events and stuff. Yeah, but, I mean, Brooke's okay. She's all right. And
she's just gorgeous.
She's just tall.
Please stop.
She's just a tall weirdo who thinks this sounds like Yanni. I mean, so...
No, she said Annie.
I don't care. That tells you everything you need to know about babbling Brooke.
You're terrible.
Text her, no. We love that she texted.
Uh-oh, here she comes. Here she comes.
I heard Laurel.
Hold on, wait. You just heard Laurel when I did that?
Laurel.
You really heard Laurel right there?
I do.
Wow, yesterday it was Yanni. Now, make sure you go vote on our poll question. Go read your prep for Babbling Brooke. You'll be joining us here soon. Wow, that's crazy that she heard Laurel right then and there. But no, texter, you know who you are. Listen, that's a great text. We'll send you a picture of Mary if she allows us.
We shouldn't send a picture of Mary.
No, we're going to anyways.
No.
A Mary selfie. It'll be a Mary Alice selfie, but anywho. Hey, I was reading this. Taylor Swift, for her Reputation tour, mm-hmm. Some numbers are starting to come out in terms of what she sold for a few shows already, which let me click back to this real quick, because she's going to be in Cleveland July the 17th. But so far, Taylor Swift has done 3 shows, okay? Glendale, Santa Clara, and Pasadena, all out there on the West Coast. Within those 3 shows, she sold 166,707 tickets. Let me repeat that. In 3 shows,
dang,
over 166,000 tickets, ranging anywhere from 50 to 500 a pop.
Dang.
For the Reputation Tour. It's already grossed 3 shows, $21 million. What in the world? We're in the wrong business. I should have been a performer. I mean, you've heard me singing here. I should have...
Yeah, you should definitely have a record deal.
What are you... You're an idiot. What are you doing over there? Are you reading something that I'm...
I was reading the text line. You really...
Somebody wants to know what I'm... I told you it's getting weird on the text line today. It's getting... What am I wearing today? Well... Let me tell you what I'm wearing today. I have a nice red Under Armour shirt on, and you know how these Under Armour shirts fit. Everything's nice and tight and in all the right places. I have a nice, tight pair of jeans, good old pair of Levi's. I'm wearing red underwear to match my red shirt. If you don't believe me, come see for yourself. And I have some nice gray tennis shoes on, some Vans. I'm wearing my gray Vans today. And went with the ball cap, little hat. Thanks for texting. What are you wearing today, by the way? Is this allowed through the text line? Am I allowed to do this? Did Weaver Appliance sign off on this? It's getting juicy, everybody. Getting real juicy. Hey, Kent State University graduate there. Her name's Caitlin Bennett. I didn't know this was a viral thing. I thought it was just locally. I saw the pictures on social media. But I guess it's went viral. You see this girl? She just graduated Kent State, main campus there in Portage County. And all her graduation pictures, she's seen holding an AR-15, different sorts of guns here and there. And she's received some sort of backlash here and there. But she said she's not apologizing for her graduation photos, which she posted out for everyone to see, of her carrying a rifle right there on Kent State's main campus. Now, I can understand why it rubs some people
the wrong way.
Exactly, the wrong way, because of what happened there in the 70s, Vietnam War protests for students were shot and killed by the Ohio National Guard, all that stuff. So I understand why her on that campus carrying those guns may put people over the edge a little bit. Like, apparently the school knew about it, though. She told them this is what she was going to do, so... I mean, they
can't really stop her.
They could have told her no if they really wanted to.
You think so?
If they really wanted to, they said, nah, it's in some poor taste. You know what I mean? That
but
was...
public property and freedom of speech.
The university? Kent State University's public property?
Yeah, because it's a public university.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. Okay.
It's funded... Am I wrong
so
in saying that?
If I wanted to go... urinate on the steps there at Kent State University to get my graduation pictures taken. Is that... Because listen, I'm pretty sure that deadly weapons aren't allowed on the campus of Kent State University. I know for a fact, my wife went there, I know for a fact that staff, I mean, even back then when she graduated, staff's not allowed to carry any weapons.
Right.
I just found it interesting.
It is interesting. Are they not allowed to carry weapons on campus?
On the campus of Kent State University, I'm almost 100% positive
okay.
that...
I mean, you're probably right.
Students,
I don't know.
Faculty, staff, I don't think anybody's allowed. So, anyway, you can see the pictures for yourself. They're everywhere. But this girl, Caitlin Bennett, she said she's not apologizing for her graduation photos. I wonder where she's from. Kentucky? I mean, who gets pictures with their rifles and their guns in their college graduation photos? I wonder who she voted for. Who'd her parents?
I hear Covfefe.
Who'd her parents vote for? Baba Lindbrook.
Hi.
Why, hello.
Hi.
I understand you've now come around.
I have.
I don't know what was wrong with you yesterday.
Check this out.
Did you have your exorcism and you've been exercised?
Yeah. Yesterday was all the same for me.
Mm-hmm.
But this morning, when I was taking a shower, I got water in my ears. And I'm wondering, I still have it in there.
What about now?
Laurel. I still hear Laurel.
But yesterday it was...
But it was Yanny. That's all I heard yesterday. But maybe it's the water in my ears.
I don't know.
That changed it.
Get some Q-tips in there.
That's what Jared said, but I think it's deeper than that. So I might have to go get some drops or something.
Yeah.
Dry it out. It's driving me nuts.
Heard a swimmer's ear. You don't want to get shower's
ear. Infection. I used to get those all the time from water in my ears, so I'm a little nervous.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you've come around.
Yeah.
To the
good
side.
I've heard both now, so that's kind of neat.
Brooke goes both ways when it comes to... All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, you have Z News for us.
Yes, I do.
I need to go read these text messages right now.
Okay.
Because it's getting cray-cray.
Okay. All right. In this day in history, back in 1920, Pope John Paul II was born.
He died a few years ago, 2015, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
1980, Mount St. Helens volcano in Washington State exploded, leaving 57 people dead or missing.
I prefer erupted.
Right.
That's whatever,
that's
same thing.
Yeah. 1998, the last episode of Murphy Brown aired on CBS. Did you watch
Never.
Murphy Brown? I watched it sometimes.
Isn't that coming back, or is it back already?
I don't know.
I thought it was.
I don't know. If it did, I'm not aware of that.
Another reboot?
Maybe. And then in 2001, Shrek was released. All right, this is a good holiday for today. I think we should celebrate this one. It's National Pizza Party Day.
I had pizza yesterday, and I actually have leftovers, which I'm going to go eat for lunch today. So I'll have my own...
Still have a little pizza party.
My own personal pizza party.
Yes, fresh. okay.
That's right. My own PP. That means personal pizza, by the way.
Yeah. International Museum Day. It's National Bike to Work Day. No Dirty Dishes Day. In a perfect world, there's dirty dishes all the time in our house.
That's one thing I can't stand.
Yes.
Like if
me too.
A perfect example, I ate a bowl of cereal last night. As soon as I ate it and drank that lovely milk, I rinse and I put it in the dishwasher.
That's nice.
I know.
Rebecca's lucky then.
She's extremely lucky.
Yes. And it's Visit Your Relatives Day. On TV tonight, Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition will be on at 8. Idina Menzel goes undercover to find Broadway's next amazing talent. Dateline is on at 9. Meghan Markle Royal Love Story will be in at 9.02 p.m. on TLC.
How many royal wedding specials they're going to have this week?
This is probably it, right? I mean, tomorrow's the big day, isn't it?
Unless someone gets cold feet. Right. Yeah, tomorrow's the big day.
And then another one, Royal Wedding Watch, Happily Ever After, will be on at 10.30. Final countdown to the royal wedding. 2020's on at 10. Ryan Seacrest. He'll be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. He doesn't have enough things going on. He's going to do that, too. And then Sterling K. Brown will be on with Jimmy Fallon tonight. All right. And then country news. Cole Swindell will headline a NASCAR pre-race concert this summer.
Yeah, that's the one coming up this...
It's not this summer.
This Sunday
on the 19th. So that's cool. And then he'll also co-host the driver introductions
country
for the
music,
all-star race.
It seems like every race, some sort of country artist has, you know, they're there singing the anthem or they're doing the pre-race or gentlemen.
It goes hand in hand.
Your engines.
And then Darius Rucker, he's going to perform for the finale of American Idol along with a lot of other.
Yeah. Who I saw
Luke
the
Ryan,
list.
Of course, is going to be singing. Okay. You know, all
what
the
about,
judges.
What about Katy Perry and Lionel? They'll sing too.
Yes, they will. Bebe Rexha, she'll be there. Nick Jonas with DJ Mustard will be there.
Yeah, I prefer honestly DJ Ketchup over DJ Mustard.
Yeah. I had to look this guy up. I had no idea who he was.
Even DJ Mayo isn't even that good, you know. DJ Relish is all right. Probably number two on my list.
Okay. Yeah. Relish, huh?
DJ Relish, yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't like any of those. I'm not a condiment kind of gal. So, anyway. Yeah, so they're going to be performing this Sunday and Monday.
Right on. That's on
the finale.
Finale of Idol.
The finale.
That's the finale of Z News with Babbling Baruch.
Yes.
All right, I can now sleep at night, Brooke. I can now sleep at night. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.